I'm here in Kinney's Pub in Ballygar. I'm with Marie Kelly. She's the new proprietor here in Ballygar. We're just going to talk a little bit about the what it's like to start up a business, and also the normality that it brings to society, and just how it is at the moment. So first question is, how have you found starting up the pub?
How have I found starting up a pub? Well, I guess it's a bit of overwhelming starting up a business, but you know what, there is a tinge of excitement because we've been lacking the sense of connection and get together for so long that it's so great to see people getting together now, and having that element of bringing people together, well, look, that makes the job worthwhile. So yeah, it's all worthwhile really.
That's great, and that's really important, and I suppose it's something that we've been lacking as a community here, and that's something that is very important, and something that a lot of the veterinarians have been pushing, is the importance of the pub in the local community. We were talking earlier on about the carnival as well, the carnival in Ballygar, and how important the carnival it went online last year. So the carnival is starting back up next week. Are you looking forward to the carnival?
Oh, absolutely, I can't wait. I guess from the perspective of somebody who isn't from Ballygar, I'm from Calton myself, so coming into Ballygar every year for the carnival has always been amazing. Always coming down for the fair day on Monday and seeing the streets filled and the markets filled, and just meeting people that you'd see once a year, and it's always at the carnival. So the carnival is a great opportunity for us all to pull together and see each other. So it is so important that it goes ahead this year, and it's fantastic. And well done to all the organisers who are doing it as well and making it happen. One across the table here, shout out to Connor. So yeah, no, it is so important, and we're all very excited here.
Thanks for that. Can you tell me a little bit, not too much, just a little bit of the experience you've had opening up with the guidelines and the interaction with some of the policy and the policy makers, and has that been difficult or has it not, or how have you found that type of situation?
I guess challenging is the word there. It has been a challenge because it's trying to strike the happy medium of making sure that everyone is safe and yet everyone is able to have a good time. So it's a balancing act we're constantly doing. But look, the media have been really pushing, I think, for the publicans lately, in recent days, and I think that push in the media has helped get the pubs open when they opened. And there's enough information out there. I think our experience of people coming in through the door, they know what's expected of them. We've had very positive feedback from the community here that everyone comes in with a mask and everyone has their COVID QR code to present, which has been brilliant, and that makes our job so much easier. So I guess, yeah, no, it is completely possible to run a full pub really under the guidelines. But you are constantly conscious because you want to make sure that everyone is safe at the same time.
Okay, thanks very much for that, and that's I suppose that's really important, and that's one of the reasons why we had a chat to Marie, because it's great to see somebody young that's taken on an opportunity like this. It's not easy, it's very challenging times, but she's really embraced the opportunity, and I suppose I want to commend you for that, because you know, as you were saying earlier on about the community aspect of it and the social connections and that sort of thing. Okay, thanks very much, Marie.